Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Livingstone. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines hits a pop-up into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fielder hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Fryman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Fielder trying to get to home. Pasqua throws the ball into Fisk, who tags Fielder, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Tettleton moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingstone hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Freeman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Livingstone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Pettis. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Raines reaches second base with a double. Sachs scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Freeman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pettis takes first base on ball four. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pettis. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips bunts for a single. Pettis moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Pettis scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Freeman reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fielder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Livingstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingstone hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sax is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sax for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Raines bunts towards first. Fielder fields the ball and throws to Gullickson covering. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sax settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fielder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Grebeck hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. John Keeley now pitching. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sachs bunts towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Thomas. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Munoz now pitching. Sean Abner pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Munoz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. John Doherty now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden strikes out. Two outs. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Livingstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ventura. Livingstone moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Sean Hare pinch hits for Gary Pettis. Sean Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Hare reaches second base with a double. Livingstone scores. Carrion scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Skeeter Barnes pinch runs for Sean Hare. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Gladden now playing center field. Skeeter Barnes now playing left field. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grebeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sachs bunts towards the mound. Doherty fields it and throws to first for the out. Grebeck moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Barnes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barnes. Grebeck scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Livingstone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman strikes out. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.